In my 5-minute summary, I would just like to remind you what I've been over in trying to prove my proposition, since I am in the affirmative. First of all, we went to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We noticed some definitions for words, and we looked at Thayer's definition for the word card. And he gave us, here's the definition, one of the constituent parts of the whole, universally in the context where the whole and its parts are distinguished. And he gave us a good illustration of that, Luke 11:36, which reads, "If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark." Now, you say, what does that do with the discussion? I asked you then, part of what? He doesn't actually specify there at the end of the sentence what part of what, but we know it's part of the body because the part is being distinguished with the whole. That's what Thayer's talking about in his definition. Since the whole is the whole body, the physical body, then the part would be part of the physical body. You see? They're being distinguished. The part has to be of the same nature as the whole. Since the whole is the body, it has to be part of the body. Now go back to number 2, Greg, just to show them the passage. 1 Corinthians 13, 8-10. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now it doesn't actually specify by name what the perfect is. But we know that the perfect has to be of the same nature as the part because they're being distinguished or contrasted, just like in Luke 11:36. And thankfully, it does let us know what the part is. We're going to know in part, we're going to prophesy in part. These were means by which God revealed His New Testament law at that time, and also miraculous knowledge. Somebody would speak in tongues. And if they understood that language, they would understand it, or perhaps there was an interpreter. But what were they speaking of? It was New Testament law. How they should work, how they should worship, things about salvation. Not the secret things that belong to God. You see, these, and the same thing was true with prophecy, miraculous knowledge. They were just caused by God to understand something miraculously without having to study it. That was how God at that time revealed His New Testament law in parts. Even Paul, Darrell, did not have the whole thing. When I read everything that Paul wrote and everything that John wrote and everything that Peter wrote and everything all the New Testament prophets and apostles wrote, then I do have the whole thing. Once I get all that put together in one place. Now, as I was saying, we don't know what the perfect is per se, but we know it's of the same nature in the part. The part is the means by which God revealed His New Testament law in part. So what would the complete or the perfect be? It would have to be the means by which God reveals His New Testament law in whole. You can tell that by the context. That's just taking the context. We've proven that the perfect here is the completed New Testament revelation. So whatever year that was, and we don't know the exact year. We really don't even know the exact year of the destruction of Jerusalem. We think it's about 70 A.D. We're going to guess 125 A.D. Whenever the whole New Testament was completely written, whatever the last book was, I'm not sure what it was, and it was distributed out where they could all put it together in one place, then the need to have somebody prophesying or speaking in tongues to reveal New Testament law was done away. There's no more need for it. All you can read the New Testament law like we do. And so it passed away. That's the point of this passage. And then let's go to number 6, where I have these funny illustrations of going to quit my 2 part-time jobs when I get a glass of water or a full-time job. That's an easy full-time job. All of these were easy. Then why isn't the 5th one easy? God's revelation in parts will be done away when the second coming and whole has come. Doesn't even make any sense. No, it's God's revelation in parts, that's what verse 9 is talking about, will be done away when God's revelation in whole has come. Next chart, Greg. Again, confirming what I've been saying. And then I pointed out how that verse 13 showed that faith and hope would abide through that which is perfect, but these other passages would stop at the second coming of Christ, thereby proving that the perfect and the second coming cannot be at the same time. Of course, he didn't respond to that. And then the next chart, Greg, Zechariah 13, we talk about a time period in that day. We show 4 or 5 places where the New Testament quotes things in this context to show in that day referring to the time period of the first coming of Christ. Not the second coming of Christ. There's a fountain for filled with blood for a sin and for uncleanness. They weigh my price for 30 pieces of silver. His only son whom they have pierced, quoted in John 19 when they pierced him on the cross. Smite the shepherd, the sheep shall be scattered. Jesus quoted that and said, I'm the shepherd, I'll be smitten. You are the sheep that will be scattered. All talking about the time period of the first coming of Christ. And verse 2 says, in that time period the prophets will pass out of the land. Confirming what we've been teaching in 1 Corinthians 13. That the prophets and the tongues and the miraculous gifts stop during the time period of the first coming of Christ, like I believe, not during the time period of the second coming of Christ, as Darrell believes. How much time, Greg?
15 seconds.
Okay. So, all I can do, I've shown you from the Bible in clear terms that these miraculous gifts have passed away. 1 Corinthians 13 and Zechariah 13 cannot be disputed. They haven't been disputed. They haven't really been even responded to. It's only up to you. If you love God, you will keep His commandments. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? If you don't accept what God says on this and every other point, then you don't love Him as you ought to. Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate your time.